I'm great, Henry. How are you?
I'm so good. I just left New York.
You did?
We were there for a week to promote Barry, and I went to the theater. And if your listeners go to the theater, I want to say Sean Hayes from Will and Grace is in a play called Goodnight, Oscar. And it is one of the great performances on Broadway at this moment.
Wow. Well, that's all the time we have, Henry. Thanks for being on.
Okay.
No, I have to go. I have to go see it. I have to go see it. My wife and I are always looking for new places to see. And
I'm telling you, and my friend Darcy Carden from Barry is in a play called The Thanksgiving Play, mm-hmm. Which is very funny and very smart.
Okay. Well, we got to get people out to see those.
But Sean Hayes. I say it because it was a piece of magic.
Really? What grabbed you about it more than anything else?
His performance. If when you watch Will and Grace, he's very funny. Hmm. When you see him in this play, there is nothing that you recognize. He absorbs Oscar Levant completely.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I will have to go see it. Well, coming from you, a great actor yourself and a native New Yorker, that says a lot.
Thank you.
It's great.
I love New York.
Yeah. Do you miss it? Do you miss living here?
Every day. I moved here in 1974 for good. And I miss New York every day since 1974.
Wow. Is it something where you'd come back and, you know, want to do a play or something like that at some point?
That is my dream. My dream is to do, I did Broadway 3 times. One play closed in 7 nights, one play closed in 1 night, and one play with John Ritter as his soul ran for 9 months.
Okay, so you got a little better. That's hilarious.
I did.
I had an off-Broadway show directed by Frank Oz that I was doing that I'm going to be bringing back.
Oh, man, he was great.
Yeah.
Frank was great.
Yeah, and I tell you more about
it. A great puppeteer.
Oh, my God, he's the best, and now we're going to try to take it to television. But it was an off-Broadway show that ran for a year and a half. And
what's it called?
It's called Permission to Speak, where I bring people on stage, and they tell stories from their lives, completely improvised. Yeah, I think you'd appreciate it. It's a really great way to kind of, the premise of the show is if we talk, we're nameless and faceless to each other. If we talk, we connect, and we realize in our shared stories, we have more in common than we think. And maybe we're not so divisive as a society.
I believe that from every morsel of my being.
Yeah, it's really been really fulfilling, and that's what drew Frank to it. But I don't want to make this about me, but maybe we'll catch up off air. But let's jump into what you're doing. You're promoting Barry. You're Henry Winkler. You're a brilliant actor, Emmy Award winner. Everybody knows you from Parks and Recreation, The Fonz. And
thank you.
Of course, Barry Jean Cousineau, which is got to be a fun character for you to play. It's season 4 of the show. I want to jump into, he's such a complicated character, your character. Why is it that at this point, you know, Barry's in jail. Why can't he just, Barry, Gene's almost his own worst enemy. He should be putting things in the rearview mirror, but he keeps trying to take advantage of the situation in terms of going to the press. Like, what motivates Gene as Gene to do these kind of things?
I think Gene is everybody, that it is so hard to get out of your own way. Mm-hmm. You have such good intentions. You know, I'm saying I'm not going to talk to the press about Barry shooting the woman I loved, and I just can't help myself.
And is it because he's like attention is just like a drug for him? He needs the spotlight.
It's a drug for him. He, you know, listen, we're all imperfect. And Gene has a little more imperfection than most people.
Well, you know, both of us being actors and, you know, acting teachers who a lot of times, you know, are obviously they're performers, but can have be full of themselves. I think the way you play that character is so perfect and really feels like
Thank you.
An acting teacher that I've had. I assume you based it on some acting teachers, but you do a really great
it's
job.
True. When I was studying, and I really believe that for an actor, it's really important to study, to know the rules and the journey of being an actor. I think it's really important to train. But I had 14 teachers. Wow. And so, you know, I base it on those men and women. I'm the man that Bill Hader and Alec Berg based it on, based the my character on, and my imagination on what it's like to teach.
What did you bring to that role that wasn't sort of written in the character breakdown or in the discussions with the creator?
You know, it's interesting is that I was playing him and then he just started to come out of me. And Alec Berg and Bill Hader said, oh, yeah, I guess he could be kind of warm, you know. And I said, wait a minute, you wrote him as an idiot? They went, yes, we did. A total idiot? Oh, yes, we did. And then just who I am just came out and they wrote to it.
Well, that's what I work with this coach, Bob Krakauer, here in New York. And you know, he always says, like, obviously you have to, you're telling a story in pictures. You need to service the script. You need to be in scene with your partner, but you also need to do an honest interpretation of that character, but also layer you onto that, which is sound like exactly what you're doing.
Well, you know what, that, what you've just said is the very core of our job as actors. Mr. Krakauer is completely correct. Actors either do it naturally or they are one dimensional.
Right. Right. What does Gene get out of his relationship with Barry?
Well, he was like a son.
Yeah.
You know, he was, I didn't like my son much, my real son.
Right.
So here is a surrogate son. And it looks like Gene is a savior. You know, so he has this highfalutin opinion of himself in what he can do with people. He even says this year, hey, I know how to push his buttons. I installed them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So it all, yeah, but it all feeds into this sort of, you know, being the center of attention, being a narcissist. It all.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, season four, Barry, terrific. Your work spans such a wide array of really great comedic characters and great dramatic work. And it's really great to have you on a second time. I had you on before to talk about your book, Hollywood versus the Galaxy.
The Alien Superstar.
Yeah, it's awesome. So it's Henry Winkler. It's great to have you on.